Santa Rosa residents filled the auditorium at the city council meeting Tuesday night to share their opinions on the rental housing price gouging ordinance with the city council. The city of Santa Rosa is still under a local emergency due to the 2017 October wildfires, and many commenters argue that renters need protections until the market stabilizes. Santa Rosa Mayor Chris Corsi opened the floor for comments.
We've got about an hour and a half of commenters who've signed up on the cards, and I am going to shorten that by limiting your comments to 2 minutes instead of three.
Nearly all of the commenters pleaded with the council to leave the current 10% cap on rental housing in place. But commenter Dorothy Beattie expressed concern.
We have a lot of units right now where the rents are much lower than market because landlords have not been raising rents. And as those units become vacant, landlords are choosing not to rent them and rather to wait until December 5th when they can put them back on the market at current market. So we've increased vacancy by having a provision in place while people wait. And I think if we let this expire, rents will probably go down because more units will come to market.
Many Spanish speakers showed up to advocate for working class tenants. Commenter Irma Garcia requested translation from the city council.
Before taking my minute, I have a question. Do you have translator?
I don't know if we have, we probably have somebody here who can translate. I don't know if we have anybody on staff.
So if I need translator, can I have 4 minutes?
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. I think our community is 34% speaking Spanish, and we need to think about it. We really need translation to communicate in our own language. Greg is my son. Could you please help me?
Garcia's 14-year-old son, Greg, stepped up to the podium to translate for her.
Nuestra gente inmigrante, la que produce tu vino que tú tomas en tu mesa.
Our immigrant community that produces your wine that you drink at your table.
No puede pagar su renta y necesita uno, dos o tres trabajos.
Can't afford rent and need to have 2 to 3 jobs.
Four other Spanish speakers relied on informal volunteer translators to share their comments. Santa Rosa Vice Mayor Chris Rogers said that translation by default should be a priority at future meetings.
Really fast, wanted to comment and thank the folks who translated during the public comment and thought I would mention that we are actually... So I will take that applause as support for translation by default, which we will be discussing next week at the Open Government Task Force. So I wanted to make sure I just mentioned that.
The vote turned out favorably for supporters of the rent cap. Council members voted unanimously to pass the ordinance. After the meeting, Beatrice Camacho, tenant organizer with the North Bay Organizing Project, said she was happy with the council's decision, but believes more should be done to make housing affordable in Santa Rosa.
It's really important that they pass the 10% right now, but then looking at how do we reduce that, because 10% is really high for some folks. You know, we hear it from our students, we hear it from our seniors that are in fixed income, that it's really high as is.
The ordinance will remain in effect until October 9th of 2019. That is, unless the City Council of Santa Rosa decides to end the local emergency declaration, in which case the ordinance will return to the council for a vote. I'm Addie White for KRCB's North Bay Report.